Hi, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Michelle Page, Senior Vice President of Business Consulting at LPL. Today I'm talking to a fantastic mother-daughter team about how they've grown their business in the current environment and what they have planned for the future. I'd like to give a very warm welcome to my guests today, Robin Saar and Cassie Malacker from First State Bank based in Shannon, Illinois. Hello, Robin and Cassie.
Hi there, it's great to be with you.
Hi, Michelle.
Great to have you here today. Let's get right to the headline of your story. You've had so much success in your practice the last several years, which included your continued focus on transitioning to advisory as one of the many components to that success. So if it's okay, let's talk about that a little more. What was the driver in making this transition, and how did you work with clients to make that move?
When we determined that we wanted a rapid growth plan over the last 5 years, we knew we had to make some changes. And those changes involved a transition to advisory business. And what was important about the transition to advisory business was allowing us to tighten and enhance the relationships we had with our clients. We could have more frequent reviews, more conversation with them because we had the time to do that. We've upgraded our clients' experience in that way, in a more customized relationship based upon our segmented book. But it also helps us drive our increased client and center of influence referrals. By outsourcing the investment management part of the business, we have the time and opportunity to offer more of what our clients want, which is our planning and our advice. And LPL's centrally managed platforms made it easy for us. There's a great deal of choice and flexibility within the platforms, and LPL's advisory consultants and the marketing pieces have made that advisory transition conversation an easy one for us.
So you shared a few examples of how LPL as your partner supported you during this transition. Can you dive a little bit deeper into what additional resources or unique tools supported that move and during that time?
So our team at LPL has been instrumental in providing support in our transition to advisory. Along with our growth, efficiency, and advisory consultants, we had the appropriate tools to hit our goals. Utilizing the marketing tools, platform selection support, and LPL's paperless office solutions has played a major role in our efficiency as an office. We implemented a CRM solution into our practice to start electronically documenting and organizing client touches and reviews to ensure that we provide a top-notch personal boutique experience.
Awesome. Well, I wish you continued success in that endeavor. Let's transition for a moment and talk about a fun topic, the future. Robin, your succession plan is to ultimately transition your business to Cassie, correct?
That is correct.
All right. What did you think when Cassie decided that she wanted to pursue the same career path as her mother?
Yes, my succession plan is to transition my business to Cassie. Being able to hand off a client to my daughter is the most rewarding thing I can do. I'm just thrilled to be able to do that. I believe our clients also feel very secure in knowing that we do have a succession plan in place, that they understand what it is, that the continuity of the client care and advice will continue for generations.
And at what point did you both decide that Cassie was your succession plan? Were there any things that you had to work out to make sure that that was the right solution and path for you?
I recall a very distinct conversation with our LPL growth consultant shortly after Cassie joined us. He said, "You have something really unique here, a mother-daughter team, and you should build on it." We took his advice and we reinvented our value proposition. As far as the succession process of the client handoff, well, Cassie would say too, it's a work in progress. We take the team approach. I introduce Cassie as an integral part of our team and keep her in front of my clients. Thankfully, we're able to make this a gradual transition for our team and our clients.
So for me, it was not something that I even thought was a possibility right away. I pursued a different career path right out of college, but somehow I was led back to where I was supposed to be all along. Once we both decided on a plan, it felt right, and we then slowly began our team approach with our clients as we began the transition.
And I know you mentioned again, and I appreciate that, from the support standpoint from LPL, you talked a lot about just your growth consultant, the regional advisory consultants, and some of the tools that you use to make that transition a lot smoother. So I want to jump to another area. I'm going to pose this question to both of you. Share your thoughts on being a woman in this industry.
There's no doubt that there have been a few obstacles as a woman in the financial services field, but the advantages are vast and they're very rewarding. Women bring unique skill sets to this industry, those of empathy, trust, hope, fierce intelligence, and the desire for excellence. We must motivate and empower the strength of our collective untold potential. We have the ability to build strong businesses and change our clients' lives.
I feel that our greatest value add is being an all-woman team. We care about our clients as if they were our own grandmother, our mother, our daughter, and our granddaughter. To sit next to, not across from, to listen to, and to share with, to laugh with, and maybe even to cry with.
And is it important to each of you to nurture a community with other LPL women advisors?
Definitely. To have a network of other strong LPL women advisors is crucial. We need to nurture that diversity of financial advisors spanning multiple generations with different outlooks and experiences in life. In addition, it's just as important to have a network of women professionals, CPAs, attorneys, to name a few.
And talk about ways that you network through the course of the year with other LPL advisors and what you each get from that.
LPL has really set the table for the perfect forum this week and throughout the year. I think all of the advantages we have of being with LPL, the way that we can reach out to other people, is just instrumental in our business. And I thank you for bringing all of us together for such an important gathering and exchange of networking. We are very excited that we are a part of LPL, and we're very excited to be at this event.
Wonderful. Well, this time together has been fantastic. You're a wonderful representation of two things I think we can truly appreciate and certainly need more of in this industry. That's a new generation of advisors with Cassie's continued progression and increased diversity among those advisors. And so I want to thank you both for your business, your partnership, and on behalf of LPL, I wish you utmost continued success. Thank you to those who are listening today as well.